and I heard two men who were not of soundest mind, you know, it was early in the morning, talking about how they really deeply believed that we could solve the electricity crisis and Eskom's struggles with coal if everyone just donated just one briquette, man. Just one little sticky charcoal from every briquette that you do and you fire up. Like, it's not a lot. We could all just do our little part, one briquette sticky off the, you know, off the coals. It's not going to take away from your meat. It's not going to take away from your boudevors or whatever you're cooking. And they would believe this, guys. They were like, why don't we do this? It's so obvious. It's right in front of us. And I was listening to this, and I knew that charcoal is burnt wood and coal comes from the ground. They can't be interchangeable. I just knew that. But the longer they went on, and I think this is because our brains are getting so warped by fake news and the modern internet and the era that we live in, the longer they went on, the more I was like, yeah, maybe, but I know, no. But maybe, but I know. And it got me thinking about how we've had our brains kind of like softened. And now we kind of are willing to believe all kinds of crazy, weird things if they are just plausible enough, if you know what I mean. So I want to hear your bad answers only, as bad as that, that you think are silly for solving the electricity crisis, but you think that honestly some people could honestly believe.
Morning 5FM team. I think the kids next door had the ultimate answer to our crisis. Okay. I think considering all the rats that we've got in Johannesburg and Cape Town, if we employed them and built like these running factories with feeding them and watering them and giving all the goodies and a holiday every other Tuesday and having them run to generate our electricity, I think we'll be sorted. And that's green energy right there.
That is green energy. Wow. And there are a lot of rats. There are a lot. Mazzy, if Eskom said this is what we're going to do now, would you be like, yeah, sure?
You know, listening to that voice note, I was like, no, it's not going to work. It's animal cruelty. But then they're getting goodies and holidays. I'm for it. I think it would 100% not work, but I'd back it up.
I'd honestly run to power Eskom if I got every second Tuesday off, cough, cough management. 100%.
Morning, guys. So I think that the way we can solve the electricity crisis is by connecting all exercise equipment across the country to the national electricity grid so that we can convert that kinetic energy into electrical energy.
Now that would work. Wow. That would, I mean, Joburg is especially, these 3-4 o'clock in the morning runs, these gym sessions,
all the gyms,
at quite frankly godless hours. Like, I think, again, if Eskom said that, I'd be like, yeah, maybe. And I know, but maybe, you know.
I mean, desperate times, so.
Well, yeah, that is one way to describe year 14 of load shedding.
And then if one person doesn't wake up for their jog, then it's just like you're letting the whole country down.
I know.
What happens
the
if
guilt.
I don't feel like going to the gym?
Then the rats can stand in.
Oh, you're smarter.
Guys, we can't be indulging this. We cannot be indulging this. We're